我们今天又回到以弗所书的系列信息。
Today we are coming back to the series of sermons on the book of Ephesians.
那在我们今天来进入我们以弗所书第四章之前呢，我们先看一个短视频。
Before we start learning Ephesians chapter 4, let's watch a short video.
这是王一牧师的一个讲道的片段。
This is a clip of a sermon from Pastor 王怡。
在今天的中国，如果没有福音的持续的传扬，如果没有福音的复兴不能够持续下个世纪到100年，那么我想象不出有其他任何的方法可以解决汉族与藏族、汉族与维族以及大陆与台湾的一系列的政治问题。一旦中国共产党失去专制者的强权地位，中国社会恐怕将要进入长期的族群冲突和社会动荡。族群之间隔断的墙，除了基督，无人能够拆毁。族群之间隔断的墙，这一个最重大的政治问题，不是通过任何的政治议程解决的，而是透过在中国社会当中的教会来解决的。我们不传福音，中国就有祸了，你明白吗？我们如果不传福音，共产党一旦垮台，中国就有祸了。没有人可以带来和平，没有人可以除掉清算的苦毒和怨恨，没有人可以阻止人群之间的互相的仇恨，只有教会可以，只有教会的福音的运动可以。阿门。过去这44年的中国社会，一面在拆墙，一面在筑墙，而且筑墙的速度总是超过拆墙的速度。求主借着保罗的这段话让你们知道，除了耶稣基督在十字架上的救赎，中国社会的一切问题都无解，整个人类社会的一切问题都无解。四药三分毒嘛，一切解药同时都是毒药，一切拆墙的努力、推墙的努力，同时都在竖起新的高墙。唯有我主耶稣基督在十字架上所留的宝血，唯有在你的人心深处所裂开的幔子，才能够拆毁中国社会当中一切族群与族群之间的中间隔断墙，世世代代的冤仇。阿门。
我们读过以弗所书，就知道王一牧师在讲以弗所书第二章的信息。
Since we have read the book of Ephesians, so we know that Pastor Wang Yi was preaching about chapter 2 in the book of Ephesians.
他在用以弗所书第二章的经文挑战在成都的那一群几百位弟兄姐妹要传扬这个和平的福音。
He used chapter 2 in the book of Ephesians to challenge the sisters and brothers who live in Chengdu to spread the gospel.
他的眼界已经跨越了当今中国大陆这个政权的这个拦阻，已经跨越到了那个将来要发生的事情当中来看人生和社会的解决的出路。
And his vision is far above and beyond what has stopped people from working on spreading the gospel in mainland China, and has already seen what's going to happen in the future.
只有在耶稣基督的和平的福音当中，才能够建立除去人与人之间那种冤仇，建立人与人之间和平和好和睦的关系。
Only within the peaceful gospel of Jesus Christ can the peace be established among people.
那就在前两天，今年的10月2号到5号，在印尼的雅加达召开了一次亚太福音大会。
So not too long ago, from October the 2nd to the 5th this year, an Asian Pacific Evangelical Conference was held in Jakarta, Indonesia.
九月份来我们当中来布道的唐崇荣牧师就是结束在北美的布道之后，就回到雅加达主持这一次的亚太福音大会。
Pastor Tang, who came and preached here in America in September, went back to Indonesia and he participated in this conference.
那在这一次的亚太福音大会上，王一牧师是一个不在场的讲员。
So Pastor Wang Yi was an absent speaker for this conference.
因为这一次大会的主题信息就是讲以弗所书。
The seed message of this conference is on the book of Ephesians.
那在每次这个讲员讲当天的这个主题信息之前呢，都会播放一段王一牧师讲解以弗所书的这个信息的片段。
And before each speaker's sermon, a clip of Pastor Wang Yi will be played explaining the book of Ephesians.
那王一牧师是在他被捕之前那一段时间，他正在讲以弗所书的系列信息，快要讲完了，他就被抓走了。
Before he was arrested, Pastor Wang Yi was preaching on the book of Ephesians. And when he's almost finished, he was arrested.
讲到第六章的时候，在2018年的12月9号，他就被抓了。
On December the 9th, 2018, he was preaching on chapter 6, and then he was arrested.
所以从2018年一直要被关到2027年，这期间他是被关押的。
And he will be detained from 2018 to 2027.
然而借着福音大会，借着今天这么发达的网络的广泛的传播，这位正在被囚禁的在共产党的监牢中的这个带锁链的福音使者，不仅仅是对着成都的教会讲道，现在借着网络在对全世界的教会讲道。
However, through the gospel conference and the widespread of internet, this chained evangelist who is imprisoned in the prison of the Communist Party is not only preaching to the people in Chengdu City, but also to everyone on the internet.
神使用这位传播和平福音的使者，不仅仅只是对着那一小群几百个信徒在讲道，发出挑战和呼召，而是对着全世界成百上千的基督徒发出挑战和呼召。
He is no longer challenging and calling the hundreds of Christians in one church, but to the thousands of Christians all around the world.
这是抓他关他的人没有想到的。
This is the people who imprisoned him has never expected.
他们以为他们所做的是能够拦阻这个福音的传播，但不仅没有因着他们把这个福音的使者来关起来拦阻了福音的传播，而是让圣经的真理更广泛的在这个世界上传播。
They thought what they did could stop the spread of gospel, but what they did not block the spread of the gospel or the biblical truth, but it greatly promoted the spread of the message.
就像当初罗马政府和逼迫使徒保罗的人一样，他们以为把保罗抓了、关了，甚至把他杀掉，就阻止了福音信息的传播。然而事实正正相反。
It is just like when the Roman government and those who persecuted Apostle Paul, they thought, well, they arrested Paul, they imprisoned him, and eventually they killed him, could stop the spreading of gospel.
借着保罗在监狱里面写下的以弗所书，他不仅仅是对以弗所教会的人在讲道，对亚细亚七个教会在讲道，而是对着历世历代的信徒在讲道。
However, Paul, through the book he wrote, which is Ephesians, did not only preach to the church at Ephesus, but he also preached to seven churches in Asia and the rest of the world.
保罗所领受的从神而来的属灵圣灵的启示，来自天上的上帝的旨意，神的旨意立定在天永不改变，借着这位忠心的使徒向历世历代的教会和忠心的信徒来传达上帝的旨意和信息。
So Paul actually received this message from heaven that is established in heaven and will never change, and he used this message and to deliver it to the rest of the world.
以弗所书所发表的信息过去2000年从来没有改变过。
God's message expressed through the book of Ephesians has never been changed in the past 2000 years.
即使再过1000年，再过2000年，这样的信息也不会改变的。
Even in another 2000 years, this kind of message will never change.
上帝在创世之初就拣选了我们。
God has selected us at the beginning of the creation of the world.
在基督耶稣里面把那个永远的救赎、永远的生命借着我们的相信赐给我们。
And through our, he gave us our salvation by grace through our faith.
不仅救赎了我们，从这个世界当中拣选了我们，让我们能够聚在一起，成为神的教会。
He not only saved us and selected us, but he gathered us together so we can become his church.
使天上地上一切执政的掌权的现今就可以借着教会得知神百般的智慧。
And through the church, making people and powers both in heaven and on earth know the manifold wisdom of God.
这个信息一直没有改变，告诉今天得救的基督徒和历世历代的基督徒，我们得救是有一个目的，有一个方向的。
The message has never been changed. It tells the Christians in the past and nowadays that there is a direction of our salvation.
神把我们得救的这些信徒放在一起，成为一个属灵的圣殿。
The message is that God is building a spiritual temple in us.
耶稣是那个房角石，使徒先知的启示是教会的根基。
With Jesus Christ as a cornerstone and the revelations of the apostles and the prophets as the foundation.
你我就像一块一块活的石头一样，被圣灵联络成为一个属灵的宫殿，让上帝就是圣灵就住在我们的当中。
You and I are actually living stones that are connected together together to form a spiritual palace and to let God dwell among us through the Holy Spirit.
这个永恒的启示不仅是给保罗的，不仅是给借着保罗给以弗所教会和那七个教会的，不仅是给成都的秋雨圣约教会的，也是给我们历史历代所有的属于神的教会的，包括我们的教会。
This message is not only for Paul, it's not only for the church in Ephesus, it's not only for the seven churches, not only for the early reign covenant church in China, not only for the people in the past, but also for the people who's living nowadays, and also for us, the church, MGC church.
这个信息没有改变，而领受的人却多有不同。
The message has never changed. It is the people who receive the message are different.
领受这个信息的人，这个教会生活在不同的时代。
People who receive the message and the church live in different era.
他们要结合他们本时代的那个时代的特征，活出上帝的心意来。
And they will have to live out of God's will. According to their life, development and their era.
神的心意，这个信息没有改变，但是领受这个信息的教会处在不同的地方。
Because the church who receive God's callings are in different places.
面对不同的环境。
They face different environments.
作为基督的身体，我们要在我们所处的时代、所处的地区、所面对的环境当中，活出基督的生命和他的旨意。
As a body of Christ, we must live out of His life in different era, region, and environment.
就是要借着我们在我们所处的地区、所面对的环境和这个时代当中，来彰显上帝的智慧、能力和救赎。
So that can manifest God's wisdom, power, and redemption among us.
让那些观看的人，不管是天上的、地下的，这些人能够借着我们。能够认识神百般的智慧。
So those who watches us, both from heaven and on earth, can see the manifold wisdom of God through us.
这是我们读以弗所书的目的。
This is the purpose of why we read the book of Ephesians.
领受这个亘古不变的神的心意，这个福音的使命的时候，我们自己要思考。
To receive the never-changing mission of gospel, well, we need to think ourselves.
神没有把我们放在一个受逼迫的环境当中。
God did not put us in a very bad situation.
我们生活在一个相对自由的，但是是同样败坏的一个世界当中、社会当中，我们当如何回应上帝的呼召呢？
Well, we are living in a comparatively free environment and area. How are we supposed to respond to His callings?
当我们知道神的心意是要在我们的当中建立一个合一的、一个荣耀神的教会的时候，我们不只是读读就过去了，我们当如何去回应神呢？
When we know that it's God's willing to establish a unified church among us, how do we respond to Him?
以弗所书我们已经读过前三章了。
We have read the first three chapters of the book of Ephesians.
今天我们要开始进入第四章了。
Today we are going to read chapter four.
大家还记得第三章的结尾的时候，保罗已经有了一个祷告，已经带着弟兄姐妹说阿们了。
Sisters and brothers, do you remember at the end of chapter three, Paul had already had prayers. He led the sisters and brothers, and they had a prayer.
前三章围绕着神从永远到永远不改变的旨意，对于基督徒的得救以及成圣以及建造教会的心意已经讲完之后，那接下来保罗要讲什么呢？
So after he spent some time on the first three chapters, what is he going to talk about in chapter four?
第四章的第一节是一个很关键的一句话。
Chapter 4, the first verse in chapter 4 is a very important verse.
我们再来读一遍。
Let's read it again.
保罗讲完前三章之后进入到第四章第一节，他说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
In chapter 4, verse 1, he said, As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
这里最突出的一个概念，一个词，就是蒙召这个词。
This is the most important word here is calling.
短短的一句话，蒙召重复了两次。
In this sentence, I repeated twice.
对以弗所教会讲说，你们既然蒙召，说明这些人他们应该听到神的呼召，明白神的呼召，而且知道神的呼召是如何的宝贵。
He told the Ephesians, the church at Ephesus, that you have received God's calling, which means these people already received and they know God's calling.
保罗劝勉他们说，你们的行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称，说明他们已经先得到了这个呼召，明白这个呼召的内涵是什么。
By saying this, Paul means that these people, they already received the calling and they know the content of the calling.
换句话说，这就是前三章保罗所讲的内容的关键。
In another word, this is the most important part, the key word of what Paul had preached in the first three chapters.
如果用四个字来总结前三章的内容，就是蒙召的恩。
If we use four words to summarize the message of the first three chapters, it is the grace of calling.
如果用两个字来总结前三章的内容，就是蒙召。
If we use two words, that is being called.
如果用一个字来总结，就是召。
If one word, then it's call.
前三章讲了什么？
What is the information in the first three chapters?
就是神给人的呼召。
It is the calling from God to human beings.
而且这个呼召后面是带着恩典的，神要借着这个呼召施恩给那些回应神呼召的人。
The callings have abundance of grace coming after it, and he's going to give this grace and blessings to the people who responded to his callings.
另外一个关键词就是行事为人。
Another keyword is live the life you lived.
那这四个字呢，就是对后面三章四五六三章的一个总结。
And that's a summary of the last three chapters in this book.
接下来保罗要讲什么？
And what is Paul going to preach now?
明白了神的呼召，明白了呼召背后上帝那丰盛说不尽的恩典的时候，我们接下来要怎么行事为人？
After knowing God's calling, after knowing the abundant blessings He's going to give us after His calling, how are we going to live our life?
所以你看以弗所书的结构就像这样一个天平一样。
So you see the structure of the book of Ephesians is like this scale.
天平的一边呢是讲到前三章的内容，我们蒙召而得到的恩典。
One side of the scale is the content of the first three chapters, the grace we received after calling.
后三章的内容就是要跟我们讲基督徒如何回应这样的恩典，这样的呼召，而让我们靠着这个恩典来行事为人。
And the other side of the scale is the last four, three chapters is teaching us how we are going to respond to his call.
四章的第一节就像这个一根横梁哈，把这两边连在一起。
Verse 1 in chapter 4 is like a crossbar that connected the two.
前三章保罗很仔细地跟我们解释耶稣基督给了我们什么样的恩典。
In the first three chapters, Paul explained in detail what kind of blessings God gave us.
后三章从现在开始哈，我们就开始要具体地落实到我们的生活的实际了。
And in the last three chapters, we are going to, it's going to be practical. It's very much related to our life nowadays.
前三章保罗就像一个很有经验的一个飞机的驾驶师。
In the first three chapters, Paul is like a very much experienced captain.
带着我们这些读以弗所书的这些的乘客呢，高高的飞起哈，飞离这个地面升空，飞到一个属天的境界。
He takes us passengers on the plane, and we fly off the ground and lift us to the sky, to a heavenly place.
升到神的宝座面前，用神的眼光来观看上帝从永远到永远不改变的旨意。
From there, we can see God's unwilling, unchanging will from eternity to eternity.
保罗他自己经历过，自己领受过，他也带着我们一起飞飞飞飞到神的面前来看那个超越的天上的属灵的各样的福气。
He has experienced and he took us with him and we can feel the transcendent and the heavenly blessing.
但是我们说保罗是一个很有经验的这个机长啊，他没有只是带着我们在天上飞呀飞呀飞呀，一直在那飞。
As we mentioned, Paul is a very much experienced captain. He did not only take us to fly airborne.
到了后三章，他就帮助我们去应用了，带我们这个飞机要落地了。
In the last three chapters, Paul take us land on the ground and
带我们从那个属天属灵的那个高峰，慢慢的降落回到我们的现实世界当中。
It takes us down and back to the real life.
这么超越，这么美善，这样超过人的智慧所能猜度、所想象的这样的旨意，如何活在你我的生命当中呢？
Such transcendent and great callings, how can it be practical and live among us?
蒙了这么大恩典的你和我，当我们明白这个恩典当中的时候，我们当如何在教会当中彼此相待呢？
You and I who receive such blessings, after we understand it, how can we react, interact with each other among church?
在你的工作场合，如何与人去彼此相处呢？
How do you interact with people at your career place?
在你的家中，你当如何去生养敬虔的儿女，然后处理好夫妻的关系，一起来荣耀神呢？
How do you raise up your children and have a good relationship with your spouses to glorify our Lord?
所以这是相称这个词的第一个意思，就是天平要平衡。
So the first meaning of worthy is that the scale need to be balanced.
天平的一边，既然你领受了这么多的恩典，回应了，接受了上帝的呼召，那你相应的哈，在你的行事为人当中就要表现出来。
Since we have received such callings on one side of the scale, on the other side we need to react.
相称这个词的第二个意思就是说，配搭的合适。因而能够吸引人的这个注意力。
The second meaning of the worthy is that it matches well, therefore it is very attractive.
一盆菜搬上来哈，端上来，色香味俱全，配搭的好，配搭的合适，颜色、味道，包括那个气味、温度、火候都刚刚好，所以你看到闻到那个香味，你就想去吃啊，就是这个意思，相配配搭的好的意思。
When a dish is bring out in front of you, you see the color, you smell the smell, you taste the taste, everything matches very well, and that's a very nice dish.
属天的呼召如此的美丽，如此的美好，那如何我们的行事为人能够行出来吸引人，让人一看到这一群人在一起，这一群人在这个世界上走动的时候就能够吸引人。你的行事为人跟你的呼召是相配的，就能够吸引人来也认识你所认识的那位神呢。
Since the calling from heaven is so beautiful and wonderful, how could our action match it so we can attract other people to us?
这就是接下来四章里面讲到的这个凡事谦虚、忍耐、温柔、忍耐、宽容，用爱心彼此宽容，用和平彼此联络，这都是在讲我们落地落到实处。你今天能不能活出这种的样子？
This is what is talking about in chapter 4, of humanity, of gentleness, patience, and putting up with each other in love.
既然我们所信的身体是一个，圣灵是一个，指望是一个，一主一心一喜一位神在我们的当中，那我们怎么在我们的生活当中体现出来这种的合一呢？
Since there is one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father, how do we actually live it out?In our life.
既然我们已经蒙恩了，神给我们各样的属灵的恩赐，我们当如何使用你的、我的、大家的恩赐放在一起，配搭的合适来建造这个不断成长的教会呢？
Since we all receive different kind of spiritual blessings, how do we work together so His glory can be glorified?
我们当如何去不断的脱去旧人，换上新人呢？
How can we get rid of the old self and wear the new me?
我们如何在光明当中不断地与神与弟兄姐妹同行呢？
How do we live together all together in the glory of Lord with Jesus, with brothers and sisters?
夫妻儿女以及我们的工作，这些的使命都是什么呢？
What are the missions of our spouses, our children, our career?
面对那个属灵的征战，如何穿戴神所赐的全副军装，来能够靠着神能够站立得稳，而且能够不断的得胜呢？
How do we wear the armor of Holy Spirit and win the battle?
这就是接下来三章经文，四五六三章，我们要仔仔细细去思考的经文。
This is what we are going to think very carefully for the next three chapters.
这是我们接下来在查考以弗所书的要达到的目的，飞机要落地咯。
This is the purpose of our next series of the message on the book of Ephesians.
信仰要落实到我们的实际生活当中了。
The plane needs to land and the faith needs to be put into our real life.
盼望接下来的每一篇的信息，以弗所的信息，都能够带给你，带给我生命当中实实在在的改变。
I hope that each of the following messages can bring real changes in our lives, in your life and in my life.
来注意，这个信息是给那个明白神的呼召，并决定回应神的呼召，来用神的蒙召的恩典来行事为人的人。
Please pay attention that this message is given to people who understanding God's callings.
如果人还不明白上帝的呼召的话，他就没有办法后面能够做到保罗所提出的这些挑战，行事为人的挑战。
If someone do not understand God's calling, then he cannot react and act what Paul urged us to do.
保罗在这说，既然蒙召，他领受下面四五六三章的经文的人，是已经明白了前三章所讲的那个呼召的内容的人，他读得懂。
Here Paul says, "You have already received," which means the people who get the callings already understand what's the calling.
对，这是为什么哈？保罗在一开始的时候。刚刚开始来分享神的启示，他就开始为以弗所教会的人祷告了。
This is why when Paul just started to understand, and then he started to pray for the church at Ephesus.
这是为什么保罗没有跳过前三章，这样看听着好像比较抽象的啊，比较属灵、比较属天，好像不接地气的这样的这个很超越的这个启示。
This is why Paul didn't skip the first three chapters, who is a little bit abstract.
因为这是出发点。
Because this is the starting point.
我们必须要先明白神的呼召。
We must first understand God's calling.
问问大家，我们已经读过前三章了，神在这前三章当中给我们什么样的呼召？
Now let me ask you, since we already read the first three chapters, what's the calling God gave us?
如果我们不能回答这个问题的话，后三章先不要着急去读。
If we cannot answer this question, then there's no rush to read more.
你必须要先明白到底神呼召了我们什么。
We must first understand what indeed did God call us for.
必须要求神使我们打开属灵的眼睛，让我们知道这恩召，这恩召有何等的指望。
We must pray to the Lord so He can open our eyes so we can understand the calling.
只有我们明白这恩召的指望，我们才有动力去行出接下来要讲的内容，对不对？
Only doing so, we will have the motivation to do the next.
所以我们要花一点时间啊，再回忆一下前三章，上帝到底呼召了我们什么？
So let's spend some time to recall the first three chapters.
我们只有明白了这个恩召，我们才知道说，原来啊，我们在神的面前是他的产业。
After understand this, we know that we are property of the Lord.
神也做了我们的产业，而且这产业当中有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And there's abundant glory among it.
而且神在使我们成为他的产业之后，要用圣灵来充满我们，所以他的能力，这个能力哈，在我们里面已经有的那个能力是何等的浩大。
Because of this, that power is the same as the mighty strength.
如果用一句话来归纳前三章神给我们的呼召哈，就可以用这个以弗所书第二章八到十节的经文哈，可以集中的概括神在前三章当中对于我们所发出的两个呼召。
We can use one verse, which is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 10, to summarize what God wants to tell us in the first three chapters.
第一个呼召是呼召我们相信。
The first call is call us to believe.
呼召我们得救。
Call us salvation.
你们得救是本乎恩，是上帝白白给我们的礼物。
For the grace you have been saved through faith.
也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
And this is not from yourselves, it's a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
上帝在创造世界之前就在基督耶稣里拣选了我们。
God had already selected us before he created the world.
借着他爱子的宝血救赎了我们。
Through Jesus Christ's blood, we received salvation.
信心是心里伸出的一只手。
Faith is one hand out of our heart.
当你把这个信心的手伸出来接到神已经为我们预备好的这个礼物，永生的礼物，你就得救了。
When we reach this hand out and receive the eternal life as a gift from Jesus, then we are saved.
上帝的恩典就是说他白白地做成了给我们的。
The grace of the Lord is everything mentioned above.
不是我们自己努力救了自己。
It's not because we saved ourselves.
不是靠着我们的好行为。
It's not because of our good deed.
世上有好人有坏人。
There's good people and bad people.
但都不是上帝中所定义当中那个完全的义人。
But it's not the righteous people in God's definition.
有人考试得99分，有人考试得60分，将将及格。
In test, some people get 99, some people get 60.
但上帝的标准是100分，没有人达得到的。
But the standard is 100 point, nobody gets it.
飞机10点整要起飞了。
The airplane needs to take off at 10 o'clock.
有些人是十点过一分到。
Someone arrived 1 minute after.
有些人是迟了一个小时，十一点钟才到机场。
Someone arrived at the airport at 11.
虽然十点零一分的人比那个人早了59分到。
Even though the person arrived at 10:01.
但他们的结局是一样，都没有登上飞机。
He arrived 59 minutes earlier, but the end result is the same.
飞机十点钟已经准时起飞了。
None of them get on the plane. The plane had already took off.
所以我们到天上的时候，没有人可以自夸说：“哦，你看我做的多好，今天我可以靠着我的好行为来到天上。”
So when we're in heaven, nobody can boast because of my good action, good deeds. I'm here.
每一个人最后能够得救上到神的面前，都是靠着耶稣基督的拯救。
It is through Jesus' salvation that anyone can go to heaven.
靠着我们的信心，相信耶稣基督所做的，接受他给我们的礼物，我们因此而得救。
Through faith and believe in what Jesus has done, we receive the gift of eternal life.
这是上帝对每一个人的呼召。
This is a calling from the Lord to everyone.
你愿意接受这个礼物吗？
Do you want to accept this
gift? 你愿意相信耶稣基督吗？
Are you willing to believe in Jesus?
你愿意借着这个十字架的救赎，领受这个白白的永生的恩典吗？
Through the cross, do you want to receive this blessing?
这是第一个。
This is the first point.
第二个就是在第十节了，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神预备叫我们行的。
The next one is in verse 10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
上帝给你我的呼召不仅是得救。
The calling that given to us from the Lord is not just salvation.
得救之后是有一个使命的。
After being saved, there is a mission.
得救以后是有工作要去做的。
There's more work to do after we are saved.
什么工作呢？
What kind of work?
是神一定要让我们去行的。
This is what God intended us to do.
用保罗在以弗所书中的语言，就是说，把我们呼召成为一个身体。
Use the words that Paul used in the book of Ephesians, call us to be the body of the church.
成为一个教会。
Become the church.
我们要在这个身体，在这个教会当中不断的建造，不断的成长。
We will need to be established and build up among this church.
因为上帝的心意是借着教会来彰显上帝的智慧。
Because through the church we can glorify God.
因为上帝的心意是要在教会当中得到他当得的荣耀。
So he can receive the glory that he deserves through the church.
上帝的安排是要借着这个教会使更多的人能够蒙恩得救回到神的家中。
His plan is through the church more people can be saved.And go back to God's house.
叫神要在我们这一群得救的人当中来建造一个属灵的圣殿。
Among us who are saved, God wants to build a spirit, holy temple.
神要预备你我这些得救的人成为属灵的心腹。
He's going to prepare us, the saved people, to be His bride.
准备迎接主的再来，新郎的来到。
To be ready and prepare for his coming back again.
所以很清楚，前三章的就是这两个呼召。第一个，神呼召我们得救。
So it's very clear there are two callings in the first three chapters. First one is God calls us to be saved.
第二个就是神呼召我们照着他的心意去做工行善，就是他预备要让我们去行的。
The second is God call us to do good works.
这两个呼召是普遍性的。
This is very common callings.
不光是在保罗的书信当中，在福音书里面，耶稣基督也是用这两个呼召来呼召人的。
Not only in Paul's letters in the gospel books, Jesus Christ also called people based on those two.
大家还记得哈？耶稣基督是怎么呼召使徒啊，这个彼得啊、约翰呢、啊、这些人的
？We still remember how Jesus called his followers Peter and John.
来跟从我。
Come follow me.
为什么要跟从耶稣呢
？Why do they need to follow Jesus？
就是要认识耶稣。
In order to know him.
我们花了一年的时间读完了马可福音。
We spent a year and we finished reading the Gospel book Mark.
大家记得吗？前八章的那个马可福音就是为了解决一件事儿。
Do you still remember the first eight chapters of Mark is just to solve
这些门徒到底认不认识耶稣到底是谁
？Do the disciples know who Jesus is？
所以耶稣向他们彰显神迹，耶稣带着他们听耶稣讲话，然后看耶稣基督各样的神迹。
So Jesus showed all kind of miracles and lead them, so they know him.
然后到了马可福音第八章，就问他们一个问题：你们说我是谁？
And then in chapter 8, book of Mark, he asked, who am I?
这就是神呼召这些门徒跟随他的要达到的一个第一个目的。
This is the first purpose when God called these disciples to follow him.
因为认识耶稣是基督而蒙恩得救。
Because knowing Jesus, is God's son, then they can be blessed and be saved.
因着认识耶稣基督，他们人生发生了一个根本的改变，哈，神呼召这个马太。
Because they know Jesus Christ and their life has been turned over, changed completely.
马太坐在税关上，耶稣的呼召临到他，他就撇下了那么好的工作，哈，撇下他的财富来跟从耶稣，就是为了要认识耶稣基督。
Jesus called Matthew to get up from the tax collectors, and he abandoned his career, everything, and he followed Jesus.
神呼召了很多人呢，不是所有的人马上都跟随耶稣的。
Jesus called several people, but not all of them followed him.
耶稣呼召那个少年的有钱的那个官说：“你要变卖所有的，分给穷人，然后你来跟从我。”
He called that rich young man and told him, "You got to sell everything you have and follow me."
跟呼召马太税吏，跟呼召这个渔夫的这个彼得约翰没有什么不同。呼召这个有钱的人来跟从他。
There's no difference of him calling tax collector Matthew and calling the fisherman John Peter.
但很可惜哈，这个少年妇人就忧忧愁愁的走了。至少在那个时候，他没有马上跟随耶稣。
But sadly, that rich young man left. At least at that time, he didn't follow Jesus immediately.
对年轻人是这样的呼召，对老年的尼哥底母也是这样。他很有地位，很有学问。耶稣给他发出同样的呼召：你要重生。人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
For young people like this, for rich old people, it's the same. So Jesus called Nicodemus, who is older and wiser, and he told him, "You need to." Enter the kingdom of God through rebirth.
包括那个逼迫教会的与神为敌的那个保罗，原先就是扫罗，神的呼召也没有什么不同。
The same calling for Paul at that time was named Saul, who persecuted God's church and God's people.
第一个呼召就是呼召人相信。
First call is to call people to believe in him.
认识耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
To know Jesus is Christ, is Son of the only Lord.
因着认识耶稣基督而重生得救。
So people can be reborn based on the belief in Jesus Christ.
然后第二个呼召，当这些门徒明白了这个呼召，明白耶稣是基督之后，耶稣马上就发出第二个呼召：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
After the first calling, then it comes immediately the second one to know his mission, which is to bear the cross.
认识耶稣是基督，这只是一个蒙恩得救的一半哈，刚刚开始。
Knowing Jesus is the Christ is just the beginning of being saved.
你还要认识神的第二个呼召，就是神给跟随他的人的一个使命。
You also need to know the second calling from the Lord, which is a mission he gave to the people who follow him.
耶稣的使命是背十字架，钉十字架，成就这个救恩。
The mission for Jesus Christ is to bear his cross, being nailed on the cross, and finish the salvation.
重生得救的人，蒙恩的人，也要一样跟随他的脚步， 去背起自己的十字架来跟从主，来成就神的旨意。
The people who are saved also need to follow Jesus and bear their own cross and to follow the Lord.
所以你看，马可福音的信息和以弗所书的信息是一致的。
So, the message in the Gospel book Mark and, the books of Ephesians are the same.
借着我们的相信与神和好。
Through our faith, we unified with God.
借着与神的和好，能够明白上帝的旨意。
And then we understand God's willingness in us.
重生得救以后，圣灵会内住在我们的里面，加给我们能力、智慧，加给我们属灵的看见，来跟随神，成就神的旨意。
After salvation, the Holy Spirit would live in us and help us to better understand God's willing.
所以保罗用前三章的经文讲完神的这个呼召之后，他就对这些人发出一个很清楚的一个劝勉。
So Paul, after explaining the first three chapters, he gave his exhortation to the people.
我为主被囚的劝你。
I am a prisoner for the Lord.
我被囚在罗马监牢当中，这还不是，这只是人眼睛看到的哈。我首先是在主里面，我是在主里面被囚的人。
I am a prisoner in the prison of Rome. But this is just in people's eyes.
保罗首先是一个在基督耶稣里的人，然后才是一个在监牢里的人。
Paul first is a person in Christ, and then he is a prisoner in the prison.
因为保罗很有把握，他知道他是在基督耶稣里的人。如果耶稣基督，他在耶稣基督的里面，主的心意就是要他去做监牢的话，他也无所谓。
Because Paul is very much clear that he is a person in Christ. Even if staying in prison is what God wants him to do, he's willing to do it.
他是属于主的人，如果主的安排就是让他去为福音的缘故去坐牢，去忍受这个苦难，他也心甘情愿。
Because he is in Christ. So if it's Lord's arrangement and fulfillment to have him stay in the prison, he's willing to do it.
而且他不是被动的忍受，他主动的相信神要让我在这里啊，这个时间在这个监牢当中一定有上帝的美意。
And he's determined and he understands that God has his willings for this happen to me.
所以他不为他做监牢而觉得羞耻。
So he's not ashamed of being in prison.
在以弗所书这已经是第二次他提到为主做监牢了。
This is the second time in the book of Ephesians that mentioned being imprisoned.
第一次是在第三章第一节，他说因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷。
The first time is in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of your Gentiles, I pray for you.
当好多人，包括以弗所教会的人，都觉得为保罗被关、被抓这件事情感到羞耻的时候，保罗却不这样看。
When there's a lot of people, including the people at Ephesus, they feel very much ashamed for Paul being imprisoned. He does not feel the same.
不以为耻，反以为荣，所以他反复的讲说：“我是为主被囚的，我是为了以弗所，为了外邦的教会，奉着耶稣基督的旨意被囚的人。”
Instead, he felt very much honored of being imprisoned, and he said, "I did this for the Lord."
就像这次我回国探亲的时候，遇到很多以前认识我妈妈的人。
During my trip back to China this past month, I met many of my mom's friends.
当很多人知道说我妈妈去年已经过世的时候，好多人就觉得好可惜啊，一脸的同情。
There's many people when they heard that my mom passed away last year, they felt very much sympathetic to me.
但是我必须要提醒他们说，这是一个神的荣耀的事情哈，神已经接他回到那永远的家乡，这是好的无比的事情。
But I had to remind them that this is actually a glorified thing. She has already been taken back to the heavenly home by the Lord.
当保罗认定他是在主里的人的时候，他就无所惧怕。
When Paul realized that he is a person in Christ, then there's no fear in him.
而且在凡事上他能够认出上帝的旨意和荣耀。
And he could identify that God's direction and God's glory in everything.
保罗说我为主被囚的人来劝你们，其实这个劝是求邀请的意思。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you.
不仅是以弗所教会的领袖啊、同工啊，包括以弗所教会的每一个人，每一个重生得救的人，包括你我，保罗在这里用他所经历的上帝的那个恩典、那个慈悲、那个怜悯来劝我们，邀请我们跟他一起一样来回应神的呼召。
Not just the leaders and the co-workers in the Church of Ephesians, but everyone else here, Paul urged you.
既然你们已经明白了神给你们这个蒙召、呼召的这个蒙召、蒙恩的这个身份，你们行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Since you have received the calling, then you should live a life that matches the calling.
这个行事为人哈，直接意就是一个行走的意思。
The translation of 行事为人 is translated directly as walking.
人生，他把人生比喻成一场的旅行哈，是一步一步走出来的。
It's a metaphor that it's like life. Each step we take.
在这个旅行当中，你每踏出的一步，每走出的一步，就像你每一天要面临的、要做出的一个选择一样。
So each step, every choice is like what we face every day.
每一天是我们在走路当中踏出的一步，你是不是在光中与神同行啊？
Every day, are you walking in light, alongside with God?
你的行事为人是不是在圣洁的光当中，是在圣洁当中与神同行啊？
Are you walking in holiness alongside with God?
这不是一件抽象的事情，它体现在你每一天做的每一个选择、每一个回应与人的每一个互动当中。
This is not an abstract concept. It actually is on every action you take every day, every choice you make.
让我们的每一个选择、每一个行事为人都能够体现出我们是一个蒙召蒙恩的人。
May our life and every choice that we do could reflect that we are a person who's been saved.
保罗就像我们的主一样啊，他效法主的样式，因为跟随主的缘故，跟随跟随跟随到监牢当中。
Paul is like Jesus Christ. He followed Jesus Christ and follows him, and then he went to prison.
就像主顺从天父给他的安排旨意，顺从顺从，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
It's like Jesus, he's obedient to God's calling to him, so he was it led to his arrest and his crucifixion.
但神就是这样使用他的使徒，在他的身上彰显，借着他的顺从来彰显上帝那超越人所能想象的那一种超然的智慧。
Use Paul's obedience, God showed us his wisdom and his love.
弟兄姐妹，我们明白上帝给我们的呼召吗？
Sisters and brothers, do we understand the calling from the Lord to us?
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有像保罗这样用信心来回应神给我们的各样的安排、各样的这个带领呢？
Have we ever responded to God's calling through confidence like Paul?
神呼召我们相信，呼召我们跟随，背十字架的这种呼召，历代历世都没有改变过。
This kind of calling from the Lord has never been changed.
但神是把我们放在不同的地方、不同的时代、不同的环境当中，要让我们凭着信心，在我们所在的这个时代、在这个环境当中来回应他给我们这个呼召。
The only difference is he put us in different environments, in different eras, so we can respond to him.
保罗忠心的回应了。
Paul responded him wholeheartedly.
以弗所教会当中一定有人也像保罗一样忠心的回应主了。
There must be people from the church at Ephesus also responded Lord wholeheartedly.
历世历代的教会，这些的忠心的信徒就像见证人，就像云彩一样的围绕着我们。
All the faithful followers of Jesus has responded to his callings. They are just like clouds around us.
所以我鼓励大家也加入到这个行列当中啊，从我们自己开始。
I here encourage you to join them. Start from me.
从现在开始。
Start from now.
从小开始。
Start from small.
不是年轻的时候啊，我们当中很多人都不年轻了哈，但是从小事开始。
Start from small things, not when you are young, because a lot of us are not young anymore.
每天一步，每天一步的忠心的回应主的带领。
A step a day that we respond to God's calling faithfully.
飞机要落地了。
The plane is going to land.
所以我很期待哈，接下来跟大家一起来学习以弗所书四章、五章、六章的经文。
I'm very much expected to learn together with you all the next three chapters in Ephesians.
哪怕每一个星期我们学了这些信息以后只踏出小小的一步。
Even though we only could move one step forward each week after study.
也会带来我们生命真真实实的改变和成长。
It can truly bring changes in our life and growth in our life.
保罗是我们一个很好的榜样。
Paul is a great example.
他被抓带到这个亚基帕面前，他亲口做见证说，亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
He was arrested and was brought to King Agrippa, and he said, So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
保罗一生的这个服事，一生的跟随，就是记着他当初怎么能够领受了神从天上来的呼召和异象。
Paul's lifelong service and following is based on what he has received, the calling from the Lord.
当那个大光从天上照下来的时候，他马上意识到这是神的显现，他就问说：“你是谁？”
When the light shined on him, he realized immediately it is God showed himself. So he asked, "Who are you?"
当大光发出声音说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣”的时候，他就知道他。应该投向主，归向主。
When the light told him, "I am Jesus Christ, who you persecuted," he immediately understand and realized that he need to repent and go back to Jesus Christ.
他马上就问主说：“主啊，我当做什么？”
He immediately asked, "Lord, what do I need to do?"
盼望我们每一个人都能够像保罗这样去快快的回应主，认识主以后，马上就寻求他的旨意，并且。就是简单的凭着信心来跟随神的带领和旨意。
Hope we could all be like Paul once we realized, we understand and follow Lord. We could act quickly and ask what's the callings from the Lord for us.
大光中的声音说：“保罗，你起来，会进入到这个大马士革城里去。”
The sound told Paul, "Get up."
他就起来，他就跟随，他就进了大马士革的城。
And he followed, and he went to 大马士革。
他就等候啊，等候三天的时间，不吃不喝，等候着主下一次的带领，下一步的带领是什么
？There he awaits the Lord for 3 days without drinking or eating.
当神所差派的人来为他祷告，他眼睛得开以后，他马上起来就受洗，然后就为主去做见证，传扬主的福音。
When the people sent by God came to him and prayed for him, he opened his eyes and he stood up and he immediately was baptized and he started working for the Lord.
他是这样一辈子跟随主的，回应主的呼召，到死到监牢当中，到被杀头为止，他都没有违背上帝从天上来给他的那个得救的呼召和跟随的呼召。
Until his imprisonment, until his death, Paul has never abandoned the calling that he received from the Lord.
可以在各地去劝导人啊，他自己做见证说，先在大马色，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地，以及外邦，劝勉他们。应当悔改归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
He says here, first to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and then to the Gentiles, I preached that they should repent and turn to God, and demonstrate their repentance by their deeds.
当他写到以弗所书第四章的时候，第一节他也同样的这样的劝导人哈，我们行事为人当以基督的恩相称。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1, he wrote that we should live a life worthy of the calling.
今天当这个信息这句话摆在你我的面前的时候，也是神借着保罗圣灵在对我们来讲话，来提出这样的挑战，我们的行事为人要不要与我们所蒙的恩召相称呢？
When we read this word today, it is a challenge from the Holy Spirit to you and I. Are we going to respond to this word?
神的恩召已经在一边了。
One side of the scale is a calling from the Lord.
我们如何靠着我们的行事为人，靠着神加给我们的能力，给我们的各样的机会，让我们的每一天的行事为人不断的加添在另外一边，使我们的这个天平是一个平衡的。
How shall we behave and react to his callings daily, so the scale can be balanced?
妈妈过世以后，爸爸就开始提到一件事，他说他要写遗嘱。
After my mom's passed away, my dad mentioned one thing, which is he want to have his own will.
他就讲一些事情，他希望他要去这个过世以后希望发生的事情。
So he mentioned something, many things that he hope could happen after he passes.
那这一次呢，我就帮他把他所想的事情呢，写了他的遗嘱的第一稿。
So during my trip this time, I helped my dad to draft the first draft of his will.
我感谢主哈，爸爸已经开始为将来开始做准备哈，他很开明，他也不介意这些事情。
I'm very grateful that he's an open-hearted man and he's already planning for the future.
在他头脑还很清楚的时候，他就开始为将来做预备，为永恒做准备。
When he's still cautious, he's planning for the future, for eternal.
今年二月份的时候，我也有机会写下了我人生第一份的遗嘱。
In February this year, I also wrote my first draft of my will.
经过那次经历以后，我就不断的，圣灵也不断的在提醒我，不要做事，不要拖延。你知道该去做的时候，你不知道明天会不会来，就抓住今天的机会，抓住你今天有的这个时间，快快的去做。
The Holy Spirit has been telling me do not procrastinating and take the opportunity, seize the moment, do what you need to do.
很期待哈，接下来我们一起来靠着神的话语的教导，圣灵的提醒，让我们的行事为人每一天就来增加，来在荣耀神的事情上能够不断的加添。
I'm very much expected to see that, based on Lord's word, that every day we can live our life, being worthy with His calling.
我在这里也邀请众弟兄姐妹，我们一起走过这一段属灵的这个旅程。
I also invite sisters and brothers that we can all go through this journey hand by hand.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
弟兄姐妹，当我们听清楚神的话语的时候呢，就是我们回应神的时候。
Sisters and brothers, when we already clear and hear, we heard God's word and we are clear about it, that is time for us to respond to it.
相信保罗的劝勉，我们大家都听清楚了哈，我们是蒙召的人。我们的行事为人要与我们所蒙召的恩相称。
I believe that we all understand Paul's teaching, which is we are called by the Lord, and our life will need to be live out a life which is worthy of the calling.
弟兄姊妹，此时此刻，你愿意来回应上帝的呼召吗
？Sisters and brothers, are you willing to respond to God's calling?
你愿意在主的面前立下一个志向，说我要珍惜我的每一天，珍惜我的每一个机会，来为主而活吗
？Are you willing to say that I will cherish every day, every moment to live for the Lord？
你愿意悔改你那个拖延的毛病，悔改你已经很习惯性的把事情推到以后的这种的坏毛病，快快的来遵行神的旨意吗
？Are you ready to repent your bad old habit of procrastination？But do not take action after you hear the Lord's word.
你愿意在神的面前立志说，我要从我自己开始，我要从小事开始，从现在就开始来跟随，立志跟随，快快的跟随神的带领吗
？Are you willing to say that I'm going to make immediate change right now, take action right now?
你愿意求主来借着圣灵来加给你能力，来胜过这一切的试探和拦阻，来快快的遵行神的旨意吗
？Are you willing to ask the Lord to give you more ability so you can take action？
如果你愿意的话，向主举一下手好吗
？If you are willing, please raise your hand to the Lord。
感谢主。如果在我们当中还有一些朋友，你从来没有决定来接受耶稣基督的礼物，今天是你的机会哦。
If there are some friends that you have never actually received Jesus, it's your opportunity today.
耶稣基督已经为你钉了十字架了。
Jesus has been nailed to the cross for you.
已经承担了你罪的刑罚了。
He has taken all your sins.
他三天以后从死里复活。
Three days later, he lived again.
向我们显明他真的是上帝的那个救赎的那一条路了。
He showed us his the salvation.
他有一个永生的礼物愿意赐给你。
He has an eternal gift for you.
你愿意接受吗
？Are you willing to accept it?
你愿意信心的手伸出来吗
？Are you willing to reach out your hand with faith?
你愿意的话，今天就成为你得救蒙恩得到永生的日子了。
If you are willing, today will be the day that you receive salvation and have eternal life.
如果你愿意的话，我邀请你把手向前面举一下。
If you are willing, I invite you to reach out your hand.
上帝愿意把这个永生的礼物，借着你的悔改，借着你的相信，借着你此时此刻心里面那个转变，而成为一个蒙恩的人。
Through your regret, your repentance, God is willing to give the eternal life to you.
你愿意转向神吗？
Are you willing to turn back to Him?
如果你愿意的话，我邀请你把手举一下。
If you are willing, I invite you to reach out your hand.
好，感谢主，谢谢你今天的恩典，今天你对我们所讲的话。
Thanks the Lord. We thank you for your blessings and the words you tell us through Pastor He.
你是无所不知、无所不在的神。
You are the Lord that's everywhere.
今天我们心里的状况、心里的想法、心里的回应，你都知道。
Today, our response, our feelings, you know it all.
就求你借着圣灵不停歇的工作，持续的在我们心中做那个引导、鼓励、建造的工作。
Please lead, encourage us through Holy Spirit.
让我们不胆怯，也不灰心，而跟随你每一天一步一步的向前行。
So we never regret and we are never afraid. We just follow you and walk one step ahead every day.
为的就是让你的心意在我们当中得到成全，让你的荣耀在我们的当中得到彰显。
In order for your name to be glorified among us.
我们也相信你能够照着在我们里面运行的大能大力，充充足足的成就一切，甚至超过我们所求所想的。
We also believe that you can work within us, even though for the things we never ever ask for.
愿一切的荣耀都归给你。
May all the glory go to you.
谢谢你垂听我们同心合意的祷告。
Thanks for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.